This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up here tonight, the Journal Vacation Story. We're going to jump into that here shortly. Plus, the chairman of the Fed calls Bitcoin not a real currency. We'll tell you more about that. It's been a while since we've done a Bitcoin story here on Free Talk Live. Also, Papa John has resigned from Papa John's. Who saw that one coming? Well, and it's not over a good thing either. We'll tell you about it.
Oh, didn't that happen like a week ago,
it's
though?
It's pretty fresh, yeah. About the story is from actually 1 week ago that I have.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, though, first here to start things out in hour number two, where you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. We got Luke on the line in Bakersville, California, watching us on our Twitch feed, which is one of the ways you can watch the show. In fact, it's the only way you can watch us in HD quality over at twitch.lrn.fm. Be sure you follow us there. Go ahead, Luke. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, Ed. How are you going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm just want to talk about how you've got on Talkers, top 27 talk show hosts in America.
We've actually been on the Talkers Heavy 100, as they call it, which is their, you know, opinion of who are the, I think it's the 100 most influential talk shows in America. It doesn't have necessarily to do exactly with, like, you know, which markets you're in or anything. It's just sort of their arbitrary pick of, we think these people are relevant. And it's an honor to have been included on that list for the last decade. We've been moving up it very
steadily. That's the 100 most important radio talk show host in America.
Most important. Okay. I thought it was most influential. But, yeah, most important. Yeah. So there you go, Luke. Thank you for the thoughts.
Will you be speaking at the event like Alex Jones did?
So Alex Jones actually keynoted the Talkers event a few years ago, maybe several years ago at this point. He was the keynote speaker. I have spoken at the event. I've had speaking opportunities there that I've taken, and also I've been on panels. So I've, like, introduced speakers. I've been on panels, and I was on the Talk Rumble 1 year, which was a lot of fun. But I have not ever keynoted, nor do I really want to. You know, I don't enjoy the attention. I don't look, you know, I don't look for it. It wouldn't disappoint me if I'm never asked to, you know, to keynote Talkers. But ultimately, you know, if Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers, asks me to speak, I'm going to accept his invitation, and I always have.
Okay, because on May the 13th, 2016, you said on Free Talk Live that sex with 15-year-old boys is legal. And
I don't think I ever said that.
People moved to Keene.
I don't think I ever said that, because where would that be legal?
Well, you guys said it was legal on air. And
I don't know where that would be the case. I mean, in some states, 16 is the legal age. In other states, there's actually a separate age for homosexual sex consent. I don't know if that's the case in New Hampshire. Were you referring to homosexual sex with a 15-year-old boy or a heterosexual?
I called up to complain about Terry Bean, who was having sex with 14-year-old boys, and Ian Freeman said it was legal for 15 and under. And
that didn't happen on this show in this universe, dude. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm talking about May 13th, 2016.
Okay, well, you can keep repeating. You can keep repeating the allegation, but that doesn't make it any more true. Would I say that it should be legal to have sex with a consenting teenage person? Yeah, I would say that should be legal because I think people can consent.
I'm also curious what that has to do with the Talkers Heavy 100. It just seems like you went from talking about the Talkers thing to something else.
Sex with children is legal.
Huh? Say that again. You cut out.
To where you are today by saying sex with children is legal. How the hell did it happen?
You are obviously not listening to what we've said. Nobody said sex with children was legal, and nobody said necessarily that it should be legal. So I'm not really sure why you continue to allege you know, you obviously misheard whatever the conversation was, and I'm correcting you on it now. Now, you can either accept that correction, or you can continue to act like an ignorant person.
Playpen. FBI playpen raid on your office.
Uh-huh.
You're a pedophile, mate, Ian.
Well, no, there's no evidence for that, and the FBI raid actually didn't uncover any evidence at all. No one has been charged, and nobody was ever accused of anything like that. So you can say whatever you want. That doesn't make it true. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There seems to be a large amount of confusion on this issue. And I understand people get very, very upset. They get very angry when it comes to the issue of young people and sex. And I think that has to do with some people having had really negative experiences when it comes to sex when they were young. Maybe they felt like they were taken advantage of by an older person, perhaps. Maybe they were indoctrinated to believe that sex is some sort of evil thing when not done in the exact right, you know, methods and with the exact right circumstances, that sex is bad or it's the devil's thing or you should not have sex outside of marriage. People have all kinds of stories that they tell themselves about sexual encounters, especially when it comes to young people. And they seem to confuse somebody who advocates for what I consider to be a libertarian viewpoint, that an individual should be able to make decisions for their own body when they feel like they are ready to make those decisions. Now, that doesn't mean that those individuals will always make the right decisions for themselves.
Right, and there are some people that they want to...
But that doesn't make me a pedophile, which is somebody who is sexually attracted to children,
right.
And I'm not.
That there are some people that they want to conflate legal child and medical child.
Right, so what's the difference?
So a legal child is someone under whatever the arbitrary age, could be 18, could be 21, could be 26, depending on which definition we're going with at any given time. Whereas a medical child is someone who is prepubescent.
Correct. They have not
reached
puberty.
And not everyone hits puberty at the same age.
Correct. And not everybody matures mentally at the same age either.
Right.
So just because somebody has hit puberty doesn't mean they're necessarily ready to have sex mentally.
Correct.
So there's a lot of questions involved
here. And just
here.
Because someone has hit puberty doesn't mean that every encounter they have is going to be consensual.
Yeah, that's absolutely true as well. Let's go to Otto. He's calling from Indianapolis, also listening on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Otto.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Go ahead, you're on the air. The radio. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, not a very good argument, not very, you know, solid in that particular case.
Yeah.
We had to dump his call because you can't say that on broadcast radio, even though we're on, and you know what, you can't even say it on Twitch. So that person is trying to, I presume, get us banned from the Twitch platform or just be a jerk, one or the other.
Probably the latter.
Maybe both. Maybe both.
Could be both.
So,
but Twitch is one of those places that trolls.
There are a lot of trolls on Twitch, and sometimes we get some really good calls, though, from Twitch.
So occasionally,
it's been a mixed bag, and
definitely.
All that said, I'm glad that we're there, and these are open phones. If you want to call in with completely unfounded allegations about the hosts, you are certainly welcome to do so. I mean, I've been accused.
I prefer you not.
I'd rather we have actual conversations rather than somebody repeating the same false allegations over and over again. Even when, corrected on that. So, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm and the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. But this is an issue that has divided libertarians because, you know, it really seems to come down to there's a certain group of parents who believe they own their children. That they believe, like, well, libertarians believe in property rights, and therefore, I take care of these kids, they are my property, I created them, so therefore they're my property until the government's arbitrary legal age has passed, in which case then I do not believe they're my property anymore, because I don't believe in the government, except on this one issue, where I think they can determine when my children aren't my property anymore. That seems to be one perspective. of the sort of owner parent. And then there's another perspective of, like, the kind of peaceful parent where it's like, oh, well, we'll let our kids do whatever it is they want to do as long as they accept responsibility for their actions.
They're autonomous beings. Yeah. I will help direct them to make the right decision.
Right. So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And so both of these groups are libertarians, but they don't agree on these issues.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Manual Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Manual Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And of course, you can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want, even complete nonsense, complete fabrications, or total confusion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget about the Blink Home Security System and the 15% off discount you'll get for being a Free Talk Live listener when you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And the Blink Security System is a wireless system, meaning that you open the box, you put the batteries in the cameras, and then just put them up wherever you want. If you need to move them around, get a better angle, not a problem. You don't have to run a bunch of cable, pull any cables through the walls, or anything like that. It's super easy. It's all done wirelessly via your Wi-Fi-enabled device of choice, like a tablet or a smartphone. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you can get your Blink home security system there. And again, get 15% off at blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue here, the guy who called in earlier, Luke, who had made some accusations that I knew weren't true, but he continued to make the accusations in the face of clear denials here coming from the studio, claiming that I said something like that sex with a 15-year-old boy was legal, or 15-year-old teenager was legal, and citing the date on which he claimed that I did this. He's now in our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm, which you can go and chat with trolls and other people if you would like. He's in there, and thankfully he actually put a link to a video that is appears to be on his channel. So he cut out a segment of Free Talk Live from whenever it was. I think he said May something or other. And it doesn't actually have that in the like the video title or whatever. But at some point in the past, he cut this clip out. It's us talking with Rich Paul. And it's actually, turns out it's Rich Paul who makes the statement. So I'll play this back. So here's a news flash for you. We're not all the same person behind a microphone. And if you knew who I was, then you would know I'm the person on the left side of the video, not the person on the right side of the video. So it's, there are different hosts in this program, on this program, and each individual has their own opinions. Sometimes they're misinformed. I don't know if Rich Paul is correct about this. I don't know about South Carolina's age of consent law, but I suspect that he is not correct and that it is not legal to have sex with a 15-year-old teenager in South Carolina.
As long as the other party is not more than 2 years different.
So meaning that a 16-year-old could legally do such an act.
Yes.
But an 18-year-old would not be able to legally do that.
Actually, hold on. I'm pulling up the South Carolina.
While you do that, let me play the clip here.
And it says the legal age is 16. However, individuals as young as 14 are able to consent with a partner who is 18.
Oh, okay.
So there's up to a 4-year gap, but no more than a. So somewhere between a 2 to 4 year gap around the age of 16.
So we're going to continue here. I'll just play the audio just for the, you know, the sake so we can correct this claim. It's nice that he actually provided the link.
Now, Obama has...
By the way, it's him who called on this very same night. It's a Luke and sounds like he's British.
...friends who fly on Air Force One who have been charged with having sex with a 15-year-old boy, and the 15-year-old boy's statements of his underage gay sex with... Basic Rights Oregon's queer hero, Terry Bean.
You do know that's not pedophilia, right?
On the newspaper website.
You do know that's not pedophilia, right?
As a matter of fact, it would be legal in South Carolina.
Your pedophilia.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's pederasty under the Wikipedia definition, pederasty.
What is the definition of that? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it's having sex with young adolescents, okay?
I don't know if a teenager is an adolescent.
I was post-adolescent at 15 myself.
So there you go. Just a quick recap there. And so, you know, was Rich Paul correct? Well, under certain circumstances, apparently he was correct.
Right.
Is that pederasty? Well, no, that's a whole other question. And, you know, teenagers, as you defined earlier, are usually beyond the age of puberty.
And one of the things, you know, getting into the age of consent discussion, which it's one of those topics that, you know, sometimes libertarians get drawn into, one of the things is, let's say that one person is 18 years, 6 months of age,
mm-hmm.
and their significant other is 17 years, 9 months of age. Well, depending on the jurisdiction, one of them could be committing a crime if the two of them engage in consensual sexual activity.
Certainly.
And I think most people would realize that that's absolutely absurd.
I would hope so. Because if you couldn't realize that, then that would be such blind devotion to whatever the state's arbitrary laws about consent are, and it's going to be proof of your blind devotion to it as opposed to any kind of devotion to understanding humans and, you know, that everybody's an individual and people can obviously make decisions if they're under the age of 18. The idea that somebody crossing some arbitrary legal threshold all of a sudden makes them able to make their own decisions for themselves is just clearly ridiculous on its face.
Right.
Now, of course, the way that the people who will argue against that will argue against is be like, well, do you think a three-year-old should be able to blah, blah, blah? Well, no. Obviously, that person, a young person like that, cannot make informed decisions. They can't even retain information, you know, in the same way that mature people could do. But ultimately, it should be up to the market to decide these things, not a group of politicians arbitrarily deciding, well, in this state it's 18, in this state it's 16. If you're a gay person, then it's 18, and if you're not gay, then it's 16. Oh, and don't take a picture of it, even if you are 16, because then it's child pornography. Story from Reason's Hit and Run blog, a 27-year-old Cleveland man faces between 15 and 30 years in prison for allegedly producing child pornography.
Although, from like a decade ago.
Yeah, although no children were harmed by his actions, the man merely took consensual, sexually suggestive pictures of his then 17-year-old girlfriend when he was 20.
With whom he was legally allowed to have sex.
Correct. The age of consent in Ohio is 16, so it was legal for Edward Marrero to have sex with his girlfriend. However, it was a crime to photograph her in the nude because the federal definition of child pornography covers images of anyone under the age of 18. Now, of course, the ostensible reason to have laws against child pornography is because, well, if children are actually being coerced into sex in front of a camera, you know, it's bad enough they're being coerced into sex
right.
at all, but it's even worse because it's in front of a camera and, you know, that makes it so they are the target of perverts or whatever.
Right.
On the internet. That's not the case with a teenage person and their mostly close to teenage boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, taking off their clothes consensually for one another to even liken the two acts to be similar to
right.
one another
and
is insulting.
The most absurd that I've heard was the 16-year-old from Virginia who was charged with possession of child pornography because there is a photo of himself on his cell phone that he took himself.
So he's abusing himself is what they want you to
believe.
He
was charged as an adult for possession of child pornography for having a picture of himself on his own cell phone that he took himself.
And, I mean, I don't, you know, get into people's cell phones, but from what I understand, this is not an uncommon thing for young people to do called sexting,
right.
wherein they will take pictures of themselves, and I'm pretty sure we don't want all of those people to be considered, you know, child pornographers and labeled as such for their entire lives. Or maybe you do. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us on the radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
Authorities say 17 people are dead after a tour boat carrying 31 people capsized and sank on Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri yesterday. This all happened during a fast-moving thunderstorm that produced winds of over 60 miles an hour. And Jim Patterson Jr., he's the president of Ripley Entertainment, they own the duck boat, he says this has never happened to him before.
business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information right now, but there was a fast-moving storm came out of basically nowhere, is sort of the verbal analysis I've got.
A grand jury has leveled 23 charges against a man accused of killing five people in a mass shooting at a Maryland newsroom, five of those charges being first-degree murder. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So you can bring up anything you want. We've had some troll calls coming in from Twitch land tonight. If you want to watch us on Twitch, though, our cam feed is there, and it is in HD, so it's the best way to actually watch the show. If that's what you're into, over at twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we've got some good news on the way about a Georgia jury finding a man not guilty. A little bit of jury nullification that we can get into here. But we kind of got sidetracked by these callers into discussing age of consent. And right now, the idea of child pornography, when somebody takes a photograph consensually of their teenage boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or themselves
and being charged with that. Now one man is facing up to 30 years in prison. He's 27. He was 20 at the time when he took some sexually suggestive photos of his then 17-year-old girlfriend when the age of consent is 16 in Ohio, but it's not 16 for photographing your loved one. We'll tell you more about that situation. And also, I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. It's a great site to go and learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and get the latest news headlines. But Bitcoin.com also wants you to know that you can now order things at saveitpurse.com, where you can save 20, 30%, you know, whatever percentage you want, up to 33% off, you can shoot for. Usually 20 is going to get your item sold within the first day. You can get those discounts now using Bitcoin Cash. Saveitpurse.com used to be exclusive BTC Bitcoin. It is now both BTC and Bitcoin Cash, or BCH. You can decide which Bitcoin you want to use to deposit into your account there, and that allows you to get huge discounts on your purchases at Amazon, as we've been doing here for years, behind the scenes at Free Talk Live. Pretty much everything I need from Amazon, I want 20% off. Right. So the most recent example, just yesterday, I had gotten, we were almost out of toner here in the printer in the studio. I put the toner up at 33% off for like a couple days. It wasn't getting a bite, and now we're at like critically low levels of black toner. So it's all right. I better reduce the discount. Reduced it to 20%. Snatched up within a day.
Nice.
And it's presumably already en route. So
good.
Maybe it'll be one of those Sunday deliveries, because a lot of times the people at SaveItPurse.com, they want that Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash.
Yep.
They want it so bad that they're willing to pay extra just for a Sunday delivery. So you should go check it out for yourself. If you want to save big time at Amazon, this is the way to do it. And it gives you an incentive to get into cryptocurrency, because you can only do this with crypto. Specifically, right. Bitcoin Cash is now accepted at SaveItPurse.com.
And when they wound up doing that, they took away the Shapeshift integration.
Yes, I heard about that, yeah.
Where you used to be able to... There were a couple dozen currencies that right. Shapeshift allows you to convert from one crypto to something else.
Without an account.
Right. And you used to be able to convert other currencies to Bitcoin, and they've taken that away, but they have added the Bitcoin Cash, BCH.
Yeah, I don't blame them for that. I think, you know, adding a conversion step in front of the process of doing Save It Purse just adds an unnecessary complication. So I think they probably made the right choice. There's probably more customer issues that came out of that rather than whatever it was for.
Probably, especially because sometimes those conversions will take a while, and the QR code might refresh in the time that it takes to convert.
Too many question marks.
Yeah.
So let's go to your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up what you want here. Matthew's in Louisiana listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, turns out Donald Trump's doing more colluding with the Russians. He's invited Putin to come to Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
The Hawks really pissed off. Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Russia is less of a threat to me than my own government, as far as that goes, especially when you see the levels of corruption being exposed at the FBI. I'm like, yeah, I'm not so scared of Russia. They can only nuke me, and that's only if you really piss them off.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. It's not going to be Russian-speaking troops who are banging in your door at 4 o'clock in the morning when they're serving a warrant on the wrong house for a drug raid or something like that. It's going to be American troops. It's going to be American black-clad cops, SWAT team, you know, thugs busting in your door and possibly shooting your dog to death. It's not going to be Russians that are doing that. I think you make a good point.
I've got a question here.
Grenade.
Right, I've got a question here. You said that Putin's visit to D.C. proves that Trump was colluding with the Russians.
He was joking, I think.
Was it also collusion with Obama when Putin met with Obama in New York City in September 2015? Was it collusion with Donald Trump or with George Bush when they met in both 2003 and 2001?
That's different, Daryl. Haven't you been paying attention?
I don't think the caller was actually... The caller was being facetious about that, but there are
right,
people
but there
who
are
that.
People that yeah. do believe that. They're like, it's unprecedented that Donald Trump met with Vladimir Putin.
No, it's
here's
not.
Pictures of him with Obama, with Bush, with Bill Clinton.
Well, Trump can't do anything right by some people's opinions, and it's that typical blind mentality. Go ahead.
There's another thing that another group he's been colluding with, and I didn't mention any of this on my usual right-wing shows because I wanted to see if they'd pick up on it. But according to Breitbart, he's been colluding with the Taliban for a peace treaty.
Trump?
Shh, quiet.
Wait.
This is our secret. Don't spread it around.
the Taliban still a thing? I mean,
yes, the Taliban is still a thing in Afghanistan.
Okay.
Go to antiwar.com sometime, yeah, and you can read about how that's still a thing.
Are they still, like, killing people or being
they're
awful?
They're still killing people and being awful. Sometimes they're fighting against ISIS, and other times they're fighting against the Afghan government, and sometimes the U.S. military fights against all of them while saying, oh, we were fighting with the Afghan government, we just accidentally bombed the wrong place. But yes, the Taliban is very much a thing, and there have been talks of ceasefires. I've not heard of actual peace talks.
5 days ago, according to the New York Times, Kabul, Afghanistan, the Trump administration has told its top diplomats to seek direct talks with the Taliban, a significant shift in American policy in Afghanistan done in hope of jump-starting negotiations to end the 17-year war. The Taliban have long said they will first discuss peace only with the Americans, who toppled their regime in Afghanistan in 2001, but the United States has mostly insisted the Afghan government must take part. The recent strategy shift, which was confirmed by several senior American and Afghan officials, is intended to bring those two positions closer and lead to broader formal negotiations to end the long war. Now, that's interesting because, you know, the war on terror was this sort of nondescript. Because old wars of the olden days, there were people with uniforms on that were holding flags, and they had stakes in being part of the state of whatever, the nation of whatever. With this sort of war on terror, it became this nebulous, impossible to really pin down war against these people that you never really could identify.
Non-nation state actors.
Yeah, and so the idea that that Trump is even talking about ending this is mind-boggling to me. I think that's if that is indeed what comes out of this, it's great news if that actually comes out of this. Your thoughts, Matthew?
Well, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Ian, there is one last thing I need to say.
Sure.
You've got to get a hold of the people at Wikipedia and correct the entry they have for Free Talk Live, because that's where a lot of this BS is coming from.
Oh, I don't really worry about things like that. I think one of the rules on Wikipedia is you're not supposed to correct your own page or whatever.
Correct.
People are supposed to just kind of do that on their own. So, I don't really care. People can say whatever it is they want to. I believe in freedom of speech, and I'm not so worried about, whatever. What do they call it? Libel or, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
People can say whatever they want. I'm not going to spend my time chasing those people down. Hey, thanks for the call, Matthew.
You're a better man than I, Gunga Din. Ciao.
I appreciate it. Thank you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Haters going to hate, and they're going to tell lies, and that's just how it is. Just part and parcel of what happens when you kind of put yourself out there, and you have opinions, and you're not afraid to share them. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. More about this Afghan story, because it's interesting. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at NHLiberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, NHLiberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, NHLiberty.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Is Trump going to actually broker peace with the Taliban? That's the headline that our caller a few moments ago brought up. I hadn't heard about it, but it's interesting, and we're going to look a little bit further into that, plus some good news about jury nullification coming up here tonight. Ian Darrell in the studio, and also don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a forum. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you're actually on the forum, Darrell. You don't go in the Discord chat.
But correct.
You do use the forum. It is a larger forum. It's the Shire Forums, Shire Society Forums, and they are the host to the Free Talk Live forum. So Free Talk Live is a sub-forum in there where you can talk about Free Talk Live with other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's a forum set up, so there's topics, you know, and you can reply whenever you want, whereas the Discord chat is a sort of ongoing live chat, totally different. If you like forums, then you'll love this one because the software is really slick, it's easy to use, it's very modern, very snappy, and it's free, of course. So go to forum.freetalklive.com where you can interact with other Free Talk Live hosts and listeners there. Once again, that's forum.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here to Skype, where Dave is on the line in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave? Do we have Dave in Montana? He's connected. I don't know what's going on. Maybe there's some sort of issue with our sound.
Hello?
There he is. There he is. We have you now. Go ahead, Dave.
One, two.
We got you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just downloaded the new Skype. I didn't know where all the buttons are. Everything's switched around on me. And usually you take a while to answer, so sometimes. I thought I had plenty of time.
Well, you know, you ought to get on. Did you ever get into the Discord chat? Because I bet our
you know, I tried to do that, and every time I registered and everything.
Yeah.
So every time I go back there, it says I got to tell who I am. So I put in my name and my email, and it says this email has been used already. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's me.
Well, we might be able to help you off the air with some technical solutions there, but Discord's the only thing that sounds better than Skype is Discord. Anyway, you sound great. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling in about the spying.
Spying.
Like all of a sudden, spying is something new. Like it never happened.
You're talking about Russian spies? Which spies?
Yeah. What do you mean? What are you talking about? That's all they're talking about on the news. We were spied on.
Yeah.
It's like something new. This has been going on for. I used to watch cartoons about the Russian spies with Boris and Natasha.
Look for Moose and Thrill.
Spies been going on ever since. I think Cain and Abel had spies or something because somebody had to tell the story, right?
And how many of us grew up when we were kids? I mean, Daryl, you and I probably grew up in the 80s and the 90s at some point. Have spy gear, right? Like some kind of like little kid's spy
secret
toys.
Secret agent, man.
Yeah.
I got me a 007 secret agent little attaché case and everything.
Sure, I mean, 007 got all the girls. Like, who didn't want to be an international spy, right?
All of a sudden, it's like something brand, like all of a sudden the FBI and the CIA didn't know that the Russians might be trying to spy on our elections. We pay these guys trillions of dollars.
Well, their claim is that not only were they spying, but they were manipulating or meddling or whatever in the elections.
Meddling is spying. See, that they don't want to say the word spy.
Yeah,
so
that's more like
meddling.
Sabotage. I mean, I guess you could say some spies are saboteurs.
Well, a spy is going to do the sabotaging. That's a spy. That's what the spy does.
Well, sometimes spies just collect information.
True.
He gets information. He just puts out disinformation.
It's certainly true that if you are a spy in a position in which you can sabotage without being detected, then you probably part of your orders to do that, presumably. But sabotage could get you detected.
People generally, when they hear the word spy, they think someone who secretly collects information without being detected. They don't think
that's someone
who is interfering in the day-to-day operations of something.
A spy can be a saboteur, but not necessarily.
And we got some of the best spies in the works, man. We've been all over the world spying.
I have never world spying. I am not a spy, and I don't do that sort of thing. But you mean the
that's exactly the thing a spy would say.
The USA, all right? The USA.
Okay,
the
government.
USA has their spies. Yeah. And we've been interfering in Central America for like 120 years, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, this is another thing. They indict these 12 guys, right? Okay, we got the 12. We caught them. We got indictments. Okay, let's go talk to the guys or ask them questions. That will be the greatest show on earth, that some American guys are going to go to Russia and question Russian guys in Russia. That would be the greatest show. The TV ratings will go off the charts, man. The whole world will be watching. You know, and then you figure maybe he indicted the guys because he figures we ain't never going to be able to ask them 12 Russians nothing. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're getting it laid in their lap. Here, you could ask the 12 whatever you want.
Who are the 12? I'm sorry, I missed that detail. Who are the 12 Russians?
You don't know about it yet?
No, man. I don't look at most of the news. I don't know what's going on in the world.
The FBI busted 12 Russian hackers that hacked into the DNC, that tried to mess with the election or over in Russia.
12 Russian agents indicted in Mueller investigation, according to the New York Times.
And Putin says, hey, you could come over here and question these guys. And everybody's freaking out.
You're saying these Russian hackers are in Russia right now? So yeah. they're not based in the U.S.?
They're in the military even. You know, they said that these are military hackers.
And Putin's claiming that the U.S. can have access to these men somehow?
Yeah.
How about that? Well, look, I don't really care if somebody hacked the Democratic National Committee or whatever. I think that was great news. I was glad to hear that, the treasure trove of emails was released,
my assumption on all of this is if the FBI is so and the CIA are so bad and so weak that our elections are opened up for spying on, which I don't buy. I can't understand that.
Well, this doesn't have to do with the FBI and the CIA. This has to do with the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton presidential campaign. That's what they're alleging here. These 12 Russian intelligence officers were hacking. So that would mean that the FBI... Look, the FBI isn't in charge of protecting political campaigns. A political campaign, if they need to secure their server, they need to hire a professional IT guy who knows what he's doing and secure the server.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the CIA.
That's what I'm trying to get to, is that the FBI wasn't supposed to be guarding the DNC.
Right. Yeah.
They protect the election, and the election was protected. None of the votes got moved around by no Russian spies.
No one has ever alleged that the Russians actually manipulated election results. They're only saying that,
well, they're trying
somehow
to insinuate that, right, and a lot of people think that.
That's true.
And as I pointed out last night, I'm fairly certain I recall just like a day or two before the Scotland independence vote, Barack Obama told the Scottish voters, don't vote for independence.
For the Brexit? Or no, for Scottish independence.
For Scottish independence.
Okay. And they
didn't,
right?
Is that not U.S. meddling in a foreign election?
Great point.
A couple of years ago, there was a Canadian parliament election. I endorsed a couple of libertarians running for parliament. Am I to be convicted of meddling in Canadian elections?
Right. That's ridiculous. Dave, great call tonight.
What exactly does it mean to meddle in a foreign election? If we discuss...
It's whatever the media says,
a foreign election...
Right, it's whatever the media says.
Well, that's right. The media here is trying to be court jury.
Well,
they're actually comparing it to 9/11, Pearl Harbor, and the Jews getting burned and everything. They're freaking out.
Ridiculous.
They're foaming out the mouth.
Yeah.
They're actually showing
how... They're just mad that Hillary got caught. She got busted. And if it was Russians that busted her, kudos to them. Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate you bringing that forward. Like I said, I don't follow all the international intrigue. I mean, sometimes I see the stories, but that's why we rely on you guys to call in and share stuff. And I'm grateful for listeners that, hey, if something's important out there in the world and you think our listeners need to know about it, don't rely on us to talk about
right.
it. You've got a phone, you've got a Skype, you've got a Discord chat. You can call in and you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Is the Afghan war going to end? Is President Donald Trump going to actually meet with the Taliban for peace talks?
Not if the Afghan government has a say.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.